So there is a difference between just believing in God and being a disciple. To be a disciple is to have a first love. And Jesus in today's gospel is saying that our first love is to be him. Let me use a comparison. When two people fall in love and they begin to court and to date, and if that relationship becomes stronger and deeper, there's a sense in which they only have eyes and a heart for one another. And then if they come to the place where they choose to marry, and by the grace of God spend 50, 60 years together, that they're given that long of life together, you think back over all of those years. That first love that you have for your husband or your wife and all of what that means, all of the joys, the challenges of rearing children, of having grandchildren, of dealing with the good and the bad, illness and health, everything that comes with life, that you can see in older couples who have truly lived with one another as a first love, that there is a dedication and a commitment there that points to this deeper reality of which Jesus speaks. And so what he's getting at today is this understanding that he wants us to consider him as our first love. And he uses some pretty drastic language in order to make his point. Remember, it's true for us as well, but in a particular way for the Jewish people, there was nothing more important than the family. That the family was at the very center, not only of the life of that immediate community, but within the town where they lived, the family was central. And so when Jesus says words like, whoever does not hate father or mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. What in the world does he mean by that? Well, he does not mean hate in the way that we might think of the word hate. A profound dislike for someone. The Greek word that's used here is a word of kind of comparison, or we could put it this way, a greater and a lesser love. And so what Jesus is actually getting at here is this, that our greatest love is to be for him. And all of those other human loves, which are so significant and important in our lives, need to be ordered under him. Now think about it this way. You might even have family and friends who say to you, why do you go to weekday mass? Why do you give so much of your time to the Lord? Don't you think you're just a little bit over the top of that religious stuff? And indeed, that can be the perspective even of our family if they don't understand that, well, no, I want to be a disciple. I want Jesus to be my first love. And so I'm going to prioritize my life in such a way that that is going to be foremost in my life, even if it leads to my family maybe thinking I'm just a little bit over-the-top fanatical Catholic. And then Jesus goes on to give some examples of building a tower or waging war to be able to consider what it means to put him first. This isn't some sort of just blind faith. No, this is considered faith, that we are learning to live our lives in such a way that we're saying, yes, God, yes, Jesus, you are so important to me that you are my first love. And this is underscored by what he says at the end of today's gospel. None of you can become my disciple unless you give up all of your possessions. And I don't think Jesus means that all of us are to do that literally, but he uses this language to make a point. Often, family and what we own are the things that we can give as our first love. And so Jesus is also wanting us to put those possessions, those things that are our material goods, also into a rightful perspective. Now, in conclusion, I acknowledge how hard this is to do because family and possessions are very visible. They're tangible. They're everywhere. But Jesus is invisible, and we cannot see him with the same immediacy that I can see my car sitting outside or my family that is present to me all the time. So this brings me finally to St. Paul. And I want to read this verse from 2 Corinthians. St. Paul says that as Christians, we primarily look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Now, if that is true, then to put Jesus as our first love makes perfect sense. And this is exactly what Paul says in today's reading from Romans. Because in a way, love is that eternal reality. And that everything in our life, if it's ordered to the one who is love, Jesus Christ, will then inspire us to live each day trying to grow in love with all of our relationships. And so St. Paul puts it so clearly and succinctly. Love does no wrong to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. What does this mean? When we have Jesus as our first love, then all of our other loves can be rightly ordered. And the one who is love is in inspiring us to love our family and all of those people with whom we live our daily lives. May we learn evermore to put Jesus as our first love in this world and thereby show in our own lives that we are true lovers, men and women who, inspired by him, are expressing his love, we pray, in all of our relationships.